We're live.
Yep.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Tim Walcott. Matt, get away from the mic.
Okay.
You're way too close. I know it's been over a year since you've done this, but...
And
like,
he's eating the
mic. I like to be very close.
Matt is already eating the mic.
Do you know what ASMR is, Matt? That's what you're doing right now.
That's some sort of self-mask.
I'm going to cut all this out.
Kiss thing?
No, you don't. This is the greatest intro of all time.
Nobody's going to want to hear this.
We're back. Episode 63.
It is episode 63 of Between 63. Sets. Welcome back, everybody. I know it's been over a year, but we're excited to bring this back to you guys. We kind of want to bring it back to, one, give us something else to do and provide you guys with more content, and two, to tell you guys what we have going on. We have a lot of changes here at Motive, so.
And we like to hear ourselves talk.
That's true.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Do you guys actually listen to it after?
No, I can't hear it.
I have listened to both episodes that I've been on and every other episode you guys have had since.
That's true.
I guess
we could actually...
You probably seem to me, right?
I was an avid fan. Well, I was on the episodes or not.
Yeah.
I kind of had to listen to it because I was editing it, so I had to listen to it for the most part, but otherwise it wasn't... I didn't really listen to it at all.
Yeah, I guess we should explain who Matt is. This is Matt McCallum.
Yeah.
He's been on before. Now he's on Team Modus. We stopped the podcast before you came on the team,
a long time before.
Eight months before
or something.
When was the last time I was on? Summer of last year.
A minute ago.
It would have been the summer of 2020, I believe.
Yep.
For the stretching round table.
Yeah, the round table. True.
And then I forget exactly when you stopped it.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, Matt's
fall,
here.
So now I'm a part
Matt's
of the
here.
Team.
Welcome, Matt.
Thank you.
It's only been 8 months. I don't know what it's been.
6 months this month.
Yeah. But Matt's training for us. He's doing FST. He's kicking Tyler out, so now he's an RMT. Wait, what?
What?
No. He's just doing FST,
massage,
fascial stretch
gun
therapy.
Services.
Yeah, he's doing Theragun on people, charging them expensive rates.
I know.
For 30-second treatments.
Hey, Matt, I got a question, actually. Give me your elevator pitch for FST.
Ooh, that's good.
Ooh. Self-assisted... deep tissue fascial stretching on a massage table.
Okay.
So we're looking to calm the body down a little bit, kind of that similar relaxing feeling to a massage. Deep tissue stretching, so hitting some levels of stretching that you wouldn't be able to do on your own. And increasing range of motion, feeling good.
Love it.
Yeah.
That is perfect, except for... what is fascia? I think people are like, the stuff on the side of my house? that's the only fascia most people
know.
Let
me stretch your siding.
Well, it's, I mean, if we look at that metaphor, it's not entirely, they are relatively similar. So fascia being the, I call it like the spider web of tissue that connects the skin to everything underneath it, whether it be muscles and so forth. That's usually how I describe it, is that if you kind of move your skin around side to side, you're looking at the skin and the fascia kind of moving, and how there's all these fascial nets that start at your toes and end at your head. And basically an issue with a toe on your left foot could somehow be like affecting something on the right side, like your right shoulder, for example. So I just always go back to educating patients while they're on the table about how truly connected your body really is, and sometimes people neglect that. So
there's a couple of cool ways to think about fascia as well that I was told, is that if you're wearing like a full body painter suit and you grabbed the shoulder and pulled it up, you can see how like all the material would go towards the spot where you're pulling out. So if there's what we call a fascial restriction somewhere, it could affect the way everything else is moving because it's being pulled on it in a strange way. And then just hearing that it's I like the spiderweb analogy because it looks really weird compared to my analogy, which is saran wrap. That's probably not as accurate as spiderweb, but it's under your skin. It surrounds muscles and muscle groups, like different groups of muscle without fascia. So tightness in any fascia anywhere in the body will restrict movement. It can actually cause like discomfort or pain in some capacity. So FST is a really fancy stretching protocol. To make you feel amazing.
Yeah.
You know, other than this whole spiel that we went on, but just makes you feel good. If you enjoy stretching and you enjoy somebody else stretching you out, FST is completely up your alley.
It's like definitely my favorite modality. I think.
Yeah, I agree.
At least that I've experienced. I haven't experienced actually a ton, so that's whatever. I've maybe had like 3 or 4.
Yeah.
But like that one is sweet. I love it.
Yeah.
I'm obviously biased, but
you hate it, right?
Yeah, totally hate it. But I definitely really have enjoyed what it's done for clients, whether they want to relax for an hour. It provides that, right? They feel they feel a lot more calm than when they came in.
Yeah.
Or if they're actually like dealing with a specific pain area, right? Like tight hips or neck pain or whatever. Like I can also treat that and make that pain go away too. So like
I think there's something to be said too about like I guess we're like getting into FST right now. But like I guess that like I think you could use FST to like if someone just feels tight and they associate tightness with just like, oh, I feel tight at the bottom of a squat. And you're like, oh, no worries. That's all good. We'll keep squatting and it'll probably open up over time, you know? And I got some tricks for that that we can do based on like training management and exercise selection and all that. But if you put them through like a 30-minute FST session and you like get them to like associate a, or they already associate like more mobility in their hips with like something positive, then that's like a great way to meet them halfway.
Totally, yeah.
You know what I mean? I wouldn't have thought about that at the start. Like, I think this leads into another thing where we'll probably do an episode on this, maybe more, of like things we've adjusted our mind on, right?
You could do like 3 episodes on that.
Probably. Yeah, yeah, because like FSD is definitely one. Like when you were talking about fascia, it's like I definitely in the past would have just been like, fascia's stupid, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would have said it's stupid, but I'd just be like, it doesn't matter like as much as people think it does. They just want to be biased for their own modality or they're incentivized to think it matters more than it does. And I probably look at it a little more contextual now based on the person.
Where it's like totally more experience of seeing what I've done for people at Motor.
Yeah, and like, just like just thinking more.
Yeah.
Just like being more open-minded and just like considering that maybe, yeah, definitely obviously seeing like the positive results that I've seen our clients have with you.
Yeah.
But just being able to be like, oh yeah, there's definitely more... There's definitely more more tools and more situations that it would like apply for that maybe people don't even market it for. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like just little things where you're like, oh, FSD would be perfect for that. I've had a couple clients like that I've referred to you and then I'm like, oh, that actually sounds like something like FSD would work for.
Mm-hmm.
It's like kind of a weird one, but you know what I mean? It seems like something that might serve the person.
Yeah.
But before I probably wouldn't even have considered it necessarily.
Yeah.
Just be like, we'll just do this all through movement.
Well, even speaking of like bias, the fact that Matt's like, well, I'm kind of biased because I'm an FST therapist. I'm a massage therapist, and when people ask me, like, do I get massages? And I go, I don't really, not that I don't like massages, I just don't ever feel the need for them. And I actually, my favorite modality is FST. So, like, I actually enjoy getting stretched out the most. So, even like though my bias would be massage, I like FST better. And then I've had tons of patients that have gone to see Matt, and actually, a number of them have just gone, like has stayed with Matt rather than coming back for massage because it actually makes them feel better, because all these modalities are for is to make you feel better in some capacity.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really matter because every therapist is just looking through different lenses,
mm-hmm.
but we're looking at the body, so it doesn't matter. Yeah. So it's a subjective experience. If someone enjoys the subjective experience of FSD better than the subjective experience of massage, why would I be like, no, you need to come get massage? FSD is doing all the things that they were, you know, essentially hoping for or wanted out of massage when they came to me in the first place.
Exactly.
So I think it just goes to say, like, having Matt here doing the FSD is just a whole another avenue for people to explore pain relief and how their body can actually move and in better ways, more efficient ways, whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's a huge, especially with the three of us being trainers. We get people that are tight and sore and painful, and it'll potentially limit their ability to exercise or their subjective and objective limitations to exercise. And then massage and or FSC can help with that. So
yeah, that's probably one of the fundamental issues in the past that we had. And then I've adjusted even slightly on it is like just being like maybe upset with how people marketed it and then being like, who cares? Like it's not necessarily nefarious or even harmful.
No.
Even if it's not intentional, it's still not even necessarily a bad thing when I used to think maybe it was, you know?
Yeah.
I think you can support self-efficacy and people's independence without, while also still putting them through a lot of passive modalities.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can do that. And I think you should do that in a lot of cases, especially people who come here. You know, like a lot of people the whole reason why people hire us is because they need help.
Yeah.
And they need help for something they can't do on their own.
Correct.
So there's a level of outsourcing that they are already doing for their health that they're relying on us for.
Yeah.
So some level of dependence and reliance is perfectly fine. And not just fine. It's like what we should be doing. Yeah. And what we're getting paid to do, you know?
Yeah.
So
I think like marketing 101, bringing you back to the idea that you didn't like how some people marketed the FST. Again, marketing 101 is create a problem and give them solution. So it's like, yeah. I think some people with FST might've been like, here's the reason why you need FST. Like, and they create like all these problems they could potentially have. And they're like, here's the solution. I'm like, which
still
is-
don't love that either, right?
Which is fun, but that's what I'm saying. Like exactly. I think that's kind of one of the problems with like essentially just modern day marketing anyways. Here's a problem, here's a solution. But people come to us with problems and we go, here's my version of a solution. And if it doesn't work, we try something else. And it's like why massage patients have turned to FST clients, or massage patients have turned into personal training clients, or personal training clients have turned into, you know, massage clients and FST clients, that sort of thing. Because they've tried different things and we're just kind of this circle of care, which is what everyone should essentially need. Is
and all of our... Whether all of our services, be it training, FST, massage, nutritional support, even supplements, it's like all of these things are like on a continuum of support, like where these people are on that continuum, you know, like how much they need us.
Meeting them where they're at.
Yeah, exactly. Like I think I made that mistake in the past, I think, like thinking, like kind of approaching every client the same in that regard, where it's like, you don't need me as much as you think, and then leaving them kind of on their own a little bit too much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When they're like, no, I need your help a lot.
Yeah.
And I would have been willing to help. I just didn't identify it very well. I thought they didn't. And now realizing like, no, some people need a lot more help than you realize. And I'm perfectly fine to help them. But I just that misidentification.
Yeah.
And realizing like, okay, they're going to need a lot here. The goal is to eventually maybe wean that off a little bit or a lot. Like it still depends, you know, on the person.
Yeah.
But I definitely made that mistake in the past. Just like figuring out where they are on that continuum.
Yeah.
Thinking they're farther along. You know what I mean? Oh, just do this, this, and this. Keep you accountable with this, this, and this, and you should be able to you should be good to go. And then they can't adhere to that, and then I'm confused. You right?
Yeah.
When really it's like, okay, I need to back that up way more.
Is that what caused you to change? Was the confusion and like self-reflection on it, or like
just realizing that, being like, why am I getting stuck on some of these clients? Like I'm getting similar clients. Yeah, definitely the self-reflection on it, being like, what am I missing here? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think it was that. It's like some people need more from me earlier on, right away. It's like they need an overhaul. I was like of this mind that like nobody needs an overhaul. Start small, start gentle.
Yeah.
Some people, some people are like, no, hit me with it. I need it all. I need you to, I need to delegate out to you, Tim, all of this.
Yeah.
And then we can start, I can start taking chunks for myself, you know?
Yeah.
And, what was and that, build that independence.
What was that about? Not to ruin the flow, but turn your gain all the way down. I'm going to turn your gain all the way down and then hold it like
it's all good.
Almost 10 inches away from your face.
Am I too close?
For the most part. A little bit, just spiking a little. But yeah, just the gain all the way down should
help. Loud in everyone's ears.
I know. It's been a while. Forgive us.
We were on that ASMR train, you know?
I know.
It's like you need little mama, let me whisper. For the ASMR, you need the gain all the way up.
Yes, you need all.
I mean, I'm no sound engineer, but that's about all I know.
But you have to whisper, because if you do like if you like laugh or like say something like that, it spikes and it distorts, and it's like that's my pet peeve with podcasts. And all I do is listen to podcasts, so like
it's all good.
If it's terrible audio, I'm not super fan of it.
But yeah, me neither. Needless to say, everyone's shutting this off. No, but that actually was good, because then we can pivot in something else.
But then I was just gonna think about the what's the what's called the trans theoretical model, like where someone is on that model.
Readiness
like,
for change.
Yeah,
yeah, that's huge, eh? I didn't really know how to apply that. Now I think about that action, a lot.
Preparation,
something like that,
or it's along those lines.
Yeah. Well, to put it very simply,
it was on like, the back of our consult sheets at Good Life. There was like five. It was like they turned it into like a pyramid.
Yeah.
Right.
With the last step being. I think the last step is like
action, maintenance,
but it's actually like
continuing to go. It's maintenance, isn't
it? Action would be signing up for training and like actually physically making the financial transaction of like paying or signing a contract or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then maintenance is the continuation and consistency, whether it be on your own or with a professional.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really helpful when I originally learned that, I didn't really learn it. I just understood it cerebrally.
Yeah, you didn't actually know how to apply it.
I could not apply it.
Yeah. Like trying to identify where somebody is on this model of like, they're either not ready at all and there's nothing you can say or do.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, a vast majority of
people. Dude, I think it's everything. Like in our services of like managing people, like figuring out, identifying where they are in that. It's like, oh, now I can actually create a plan that could work.
Yeah.
It's highly likely this plan could work. Yeah. More so than you compare it to a plan that would be less likely to work if you misidentify them on that continuum, you know? Yeah.
Right. It's almost like it's all, I look at it like, I want the same for my clients as I do all my massage patients, as well as like, I want you to not have to come one day. I want you to be able, you can manage it yourself. You've kind of figured out your triggers of whatever, you understand what weight loss is. You understand you're ready to work on your own because you've done workouts here for, you know, 50 workouts. You understand how every piece of equipment works. But I think some people need, it kind of is in your hands after a while as the therapist. Like sometimes I would think like, oh, if they're not ready, they're not ready. But I'm like, if they're not ready, how can I approach it differently? Right. So there's so much work you have to do instead of just going, they're just not ready or whatever it is.
I would also like, I don't know what your thoughts are on this. I would push back a bit on that too. Cause I think we used to say that a lot too, right? Where it's like, we're trying to push people towards a life of like full independence that they don't need us, which in theory, I think is a good, like theoretically, that's a good thing to work towards.
Yeah.
But in practice, it's like we provide a service that is a lot of people enjoy, you know, and a lot of people look forward to it, and a lot of people don't want to stop, you know. So I think more so, instead of like wanting people to not need us, I think it's more so like I would prefer, like for me anyway, like I want my clients to do what they need to do, whether it's with me 7 times a week or 0 times a week, do what they need to do to get healthy and maintain that healthiness and that healthy behavior change forever. Yeah. And that might be, like I said, like some people just need a lot, you know, and some people I think may need less. So, and that may involve, them like never coming back. And we have those clients, right? That they kind of build that self-reliance and independence on their own after like being able to like learn what we teach them and then apply it to their own lives.
Yeah.
And that's like big celebration. That's awesome to see. And then there's people that are like, no, this is a part of my life coming here and seeing you guys.
Yeah.
And I don't want to stop. It's like, fantastic. Great.
Yeah.
You know, this is also part of the goal for you. Right. So
yeah, both are good. And that's still two people we're helping.
Yeah. Whether and we're here, and we're getting them what they need. Here. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That's kind of how I see it anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good way of looking at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because obviously when I say like I want to work towards them not having to come in, it's like it's completely dependent on them for the most part. But obviously if I can foster like a environment that they want to come to. But I think just working towards the idea that like they would be self-sufficient in some regard, I think it's just more, maybe it's for my own sake or ego, or just feel like I'm actually doing my job. But
if they clearly
want to stay, then I'm probably doing my job. I think I've just seen too many.
Because don't forget, we like being in like the people management position, being in the people management industry.
Yeah.
You know, personal industry, personal service industry. Like there is that the human factor that is tough to qualify and measure. You know, so I think when you take that into consideration, that it is tough to measure, but it's powerful. You realize I'm a reasonably enjoyable guy to be around.
Yeah.
And then I'm confident in my skills and my expertise. So put those two things together and maybe people won't be in a rush to leave me. You know, it's like, hey, that's okay too.
Yeah.
That's totally okay. That's awesome. You know, both parties win.
Yeah.
It's like, I want to keep helping people. And if they want to keep getting help, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of services and helping people, let's pivot real quick to what has changed in the past just over a year since we've been doing this podcast.
We burned down the studio for insurance. Wait, what?
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah, this allegedly. Is alleged. Sorry, damn, forgot.
I'm sure the upstairs...
I wasn't there for that meeting with the lawyers.
The upstairs tenant was probably not happy because they lost their business.
Whoever we're insured by. Shout out.
So obviously, since... So I guess most people won't know this. Modus went through a pretty hefty renovation. It was kind of ongoing. It was the bulk of it was about 2 weeks, and then it's been ongoing for a while. We're kind of solidifying some things and crossing T's and dotting I's. But there's now two training platforms. So whereas before we just had the one, now we can actually have our capacity of two trainers at once. And then we also do a lot of partner training stuff, a lot of husband wives training, like
father daughters,
younger youth,
father daughter, yeah,
mm-hmm. yeah, father daughter. We have some youth athletes. So at any given time, there could be four people training with the two trainers at a time. The massage room is just now in the back room of Modus, where we used to do the podcast, actually. So kind of came full circle. And then that's where Matt does FST, and that's where I do the massage. So, yeah, it's been a pretty big renovation. It was
looks pretty sweet.
It's huge.
It's very nice.
It looks very, very nice.
Shout out BM Builders.
BM Builders.
Yes.
Yeah. If you need anything done by them, by anybody, it's going to be with BM Builders. They're the best.
This is sponsored by BM Builders.
Yeah. We're going to break to a quick ad from Johnny himself.
Yeah. Swinging a hammer.
Yeah. You got a leaky roof? Yeah, I just... So, I just wanted to give everyone just a little, like, nutshell of that's what we got going on most right now.
That's the biggest thing. That and then Matt coming on.
Yeah. Obviously, yeah. Matt being the third mm-hmm. trainer there. Yeah, and we also do online services as well. So, I think the three of us kind of dabble in online services. So if you are one, not in our vicinity to actually come to train physically at Modus, we provide online training, online weight loss or weight management basically as well. So again, if you're happen to be nowhere near us, we can do online training for you guys as well. People have various amount of equipment. Like I have an online training client that has no equipment. And I have another one that has like basically a full gym in their basement. So if you're worried that you don't have enough, don't worry. There's always a workout to be done. Yes. So if anybody is in need for that, definitely reach out to us. And again, if you happen to be in the anywhere around Erin, Ontario, that's where we are. So if you're a new listener and you're like, oh, I'm kind of near there, I want to try out their services. That's pretty much it.
You can come reach on out. By and yeah. bring a gift card because we got the East Wellington Community Services gift card fundraiser for Christmas.
Okay.
So this is, what is this? What is today? November 22.
November 22.
November 22. We have two-ish weeks, something like that. 14 more days. Start of December, ideally. We need a bunch of $1,000. Just, we need all the monies because we're trying to support 16 different people that are local to the community that all need support financially for Christmas season, be it food, clothes, gifts, all that shazazz. Yep. So yeah, we're what you do is you basically most of the gift cards we need is like Walmart. Prepaid Visas and MasterCards are also awesome, but yeah, gas cards, Walmart, Timmy's, McDonald's, PC. President's Choice, all that stuff, grocery stuff, things that people need and can use, right? So if you're feeling generous and you you've had a good year, consider spreading that around. We sure are.
Yeah.
And yeah, and I think that's a good way to spread the goodness.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, bring it in here. And then you can also see the studio, which I know you want to see it. If you haven't seen it, come on by. We got supplements. We got shirts. We got new sweaters coming in. They're in now. We're going to get more shirts.
Matt's actually tubes. Wearing right now.
I'm wearing the maroon crew neck. It's the most comfortable sweater I think I've ever owned. Yeah. And it looks cool. Fits me well.
It's $1,000.
That was a bad pitch. You said, I think. You gotta know, man. You gotta know this comfiest sweater you've ever had.
You gotta know.
Oh, it is. That was my way of being sarcastic.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Speaking of, if you're not in the general vicinity, with this, if you did want to donate, but again, you're not anywhere near us in any capacity, even what we did last year, some people would e-transfer modusstrength@gmail.com and just write in the message section, like, what you wanted it to go towards. There's a list of not the actual people, not the names themselves, obviously, but the gender and the age, I think, is the two things. So if you have some sort of...
You can always just buy them a gift or whatever on the gift, or a gift card towards like...
Yeah, if you really had like...
Something that would fit what you think they
would. If you had an inkling to like, there's a 16-year-old female or something, you're like, I really want to make sure she's taken care of, you can write in this section like, she's getting a Walmart gift card. I want all this money to go to that one. Like, if you happen to have that. But sure. We're definitely going to obviously spread the wealth as much as we can. We want to make sure everyone in our community doesn't go wanting this holiday season.
And there's a lot more because of COVID. We got way more now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what
it's sad.
I thought about it the other day, and it was really, this really hit me. And I want this to come across harsh almost, where When's the last time you guys were like, I'm hungry, I actually don't know where my next meal is coming from? Or like, you wanted a shirt, so you just went and got, or you wanted a shirt, but you had literally no means of doing it because you're like, I truly don't have enough money for this at all. And it's a $15 shirt, but you don't have enough money to like splurge on yourself at all. Like, I don't know when the last time you guys had that. I haven't had that in a long time, fortunately enough.
Life. Yeah, I've never
had it once.
I can't say once in my life.
Yeah.
So imagine like, and if I gave you guys $50, you'd be like, thanks. Cool. But if you give someone $50 that doesn't have that $50, they have no money to spare. All that goes to like feeding their kids or themselves even, or you're just barely scraping by making rent. Like, give $50. Like, you know what I mean? It's probably nothing to you. I don't know what everyone's going through. That's what I mean about like it not sounding harsh. Cause if you're one of those people that can relate to that, like obviously you'd want people to be generous. And then if you can relate in the other direction where you go, yeah, I don't remember the last time I ever was concerned about the price of something, food and something like small, like anything you get at like Walmart, for example, the gifts for your kids or something like that. So, yeah, I just want that to like really resonate with people, cause it's sad, and like you said, like COVID made this all so much worse for a lot of people. Like the actual wealth switch, what would you call that? Like the rich got much richer and the poor got way more poor during COVID. That's insane. And if you have, not that like some people don't work hard, I don't want this to sound like, oh no, I worked hard for this money, why would I give it all away? I'm like, that's not what I mean. You're working hard, that's amazing. I'm glad like you're providing for your family and yourself, but yeah, I just think the person that I was looking at like this, the person I'm donating to is trying everything they can. And like they just, their situation just happened to not, you know, their upbringing wasn't the same as others or even myself. So I just look at it like, this person's not lazy. This person just tries as much as they possibly can. They were just dealt a 2 and a 7 offsuit instead of pocket aces.
2 and a 7 offsuit. That's the worst.
It's the worst hand, baby.
Can't play that.
And hopefully most people get
that. And I usually go blind all in.
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
You bluffing?
Did I just mix euchre and poker?
I think you can do both. but you guys have anything to add to that? I know we got a little serious for a second.
No, that's good. Donate. Next. We want to talk plans about this podcast. What are we going to do?
We want some guests,
man. Yeah, we're going to get some guests. We're not doing any Zoom stuff.
We want to interview people.
But we want people we can see and touch in person. Now, we won't touch them because that's disrespectful.
See and touch.
We don't have enough paperwork for that. But but we do want people in the same room as us because it's just a better conversation. There's a better flow. There's a better dynamic. I think we found that. You know, we've had good Zoom conversations, but it's just tougher. It just is.
Yeah.
And we're just in-person type of people. Literally, that is our bread and butter services here at the business anyway. So that's, it makes sense. Like that's how we like it.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to do. And I think we should talk about that. We haven't talked about that yet, but we'll put together a list of some people. We're probably going to have some people that were great guests prior to the show come back on. Anyone that was not a good guest, we're going to email you and tell you were a really bad guest and tell you you're never invited back on. And just kidding.
Well, we're all just good salesmen here today. This is amazing. Wow.
Just kidding. Not joking. I'm actually going to do that. And then, but yeah, no, we're going to have some sweet guests on. It's going
to
be wicked.
I want people to actually reach out. I want some engagement. I want people to go, hey, I actually listened to the podcast. I actually enjoyed it when it was on before.
Yeah, but nobody does.
I can't wait for it to be now. I want people to reach out.
But nobody does.
I know. Why not?
Your mom is not going to reach out again.
Oh.
I'm so proud of you, sweetheart.
She's like, she doesn't know anybody. I go, we need more guests. She's like, I don't know anybody.
She has a mustache like you.
Yeah.
You know, I always asked her, I'm like, we don't have any guests, mom. I'm like, who should we have on? She's like, I don't know people. I know you. And I'm like, oh man, I'm not gonna have dad on the podcast.
But yeah, no, I got a good lineup. I'll just consult you guys and then we'll go through. Sometimes it's tough, obviously, like coordinating schedules and stuff with people, but we definitely want to go down the rabbit hole on some of the topics we've gone down before. But I think I don't like the idea of like, I've changed my mind about that, which I have. For some reason, it just feels like played out to me, but I'm like, I've adjusted my perspectives, you know?
Yeah.
I've attenuated my views on things or just like slightly adjusted them over time. And I think it's enough that it's interesting to me. I don't know. And some of the stuff I had stronger opinions about. So maybe I even just have taken a lot of stuff, actually, that's what it is. I've taken a more tempered approach. So it'd be good to like go over that too with some other professionals that we know, kind of we get along with, and we can have good, good kind of debate and dialogue and conversation about this stuff and kind of hash it out. Cause I've definitely over 2 years, like the last 2 years for sure, adjusted some things, be it like FST, fascia in general, stretching, water, supplementation, macro counting, fat loss, like all these different little things. You think about it too as you know when you're training clients, and then you're like, this isn't how I used to do this. Why did I change? I came to a conclusion through this way. It's kind of fun to see the evolution, but and then hash it out with other people that are in the same industry too. So but that'll be good. I think it'll be ongoing project. We're probably not going to hold ourselves to a week, like a per week basis for these episodes. I think you guys are in agreement on that too, right? But I think keep it somewhat regular would be great. I'd love to be able to get these in once a month, at least. If we have more to say, then we'll have more to record. But if we don't, there's one thing I really don't believe in doing is forcing content. And we do this, we're doing this for free. We don't this isn't something that is we do it for free, and we don't do it in a way that provides us with extra revenue. We advertise on here and try and keep it somewhat chill, subtle, concise, but it's like let people know what we're doing. But it's not one of those things where like we're using this to like drum up sales. So it's like it's more of like a labor of love in a sense. Like we just like chatting with other like-minded people and chatting to each other about this stuff.
Use our knowledge to give back.
Yeah. And then if there's people that like listening to Tyler's random thoughts about fascia.
I got a lot, man.
No, I'm just kidding.
We about do whatever. This stuff every day. All of you us, really you know? Start to like think about this stuff.
More. Yeah. No, you do. It's like, I should probably talk to a mic so I don't become completely crazy.
Yeah.
Or maybe this just speeds it up.
I think Amelia's just like sick of it. She goes, cool, man. I don't care anymore.
Yo, cool, man.
She doesn't care about the body at all. And I go, cool, I care about it so much. That's why both my jobs are just catered to.
But yeah, no, I think it helps us to also work out some ideas, right? When you say it out loud, you get to work it through, see other people's perspectives. And then just as you're talking, you can kind of figure these things out. Yeah. And it helps us better serve our clients as well. So we're ever evolving. All of us is what we do full time. So we care a lot about this. And we know we're going to continue to evolve. So I think this is like a good way to kind of do that.
Yeah.
Because the rest of the, when we're actually working, it's going to be working with our clients or on our clients in some way. So it's kind of nice to like step back, and then like those times that we're with them, we can kind of almost like reflect on it and talk about it. And then, just grow from there, I think, as professionals in the industry, which is great. So.
Yeah.
Guys,
I need from each of you, and I'll start it off just so you guys have a reference of what I'm trying to get. What's a big, huge client win recently? I have one that I never realized how much, when I heard it, I was like, that's actually amazing. And it like totally shifted my perspective. It's cool. So person comes in, I just ask them, how was your food? This was a training client. And I'm like, how was your food? And how was your eating for the past couple of days since I've seen you? And they go, I went to McDonald's yesterday. And I'm like, oh man. Or, I was just like, oh man, okay. I was like, oh, that's the way it is. And they went, I got a Happy Meal. And I was like, what do you normally get? They're like, Big Mac, large fries, large Coke, and a milkshake. And I'm like, so you just cut down from like, what's that, 3,500 calories or something insane to like an 800 calorie Happy Meal? Uh-huh. So I'm like, they still got McDonald's. Uh-huh. It's still fries and a burger and a drink. But it was like
a better substitute.
A quarter of the calories. I'm like, it's a win. That's what this is. Hugest win. And I've actually been like saying it to other people in the sense that it doesn't seem like a win because you got McDonald's, but that is a win compared to what you
would have done. Some people may look at it like they should just not go to McDonald's.
Yeah.
And maybe eventually that is the move, right? But you're saying it's like one of the stepping stones is actually like that is a stepping stone is actually even bigger. Right?
Yeah.
Huge. Potentially. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool.
Client win, Maddie.
Mine's a little deep, but I had a client come in last week. We did her measurements like I do with most clients every 2 weeks, check body measurements, weigh in, all that stuff. And she had told me that like a couple nights before for the first time in like 5+ years, she looked in the mirror and liked who she saw.
Wow.
For the first time since then.
Love it.
Like, random.
Yeah.
The measurements didn't even go as like great as she would have wanted,
right,
per se, but I thought they were fine. But anyways, someone who's like chronically hard on themselves about how they look and self-confidence is like a big area of opportunity for her. So for her to come in and say that, I was pretty choked up for the rest of the session. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's a cool one.
That's huge. That's really nice.
It's a common theme too, eh? Not necessarily a serious for everyone, like, but that's not uncommon for all of us.
I've heard it before.
Yeah.
We've all heard it before, I'm sure. But that's a huge reason why I do what I do, is to just make someone either feel better, look better to themselves or to the people that in their lives that they care about. So to hear that was awesome.
Yeah, sometimes I think about training, I'm like, it is just lifting weights. It's so simple and trivial, and then you're like, but it's also at the same time not just lifting weights.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's like, it's just lifting weights, or it's just like just eating food or not eating food, and it's like, it is, but it isn't too,
right?
Like, I had a client, like, kind of both
last week. She's like, do you ever get bored of taking, I don't know, 8 clients a day through counting from 1 to 10 or 15 and watching their technique and like all that stuff? And I was like, I will never get bored of it, because that's part of what the job is, but that's like such a very minute aspect of the grand scheme of what counting from 1 to 15 really means, in the sense of how training reflects what people do outside of the gym.
Mm-hmm.
It reflects how they look, how they feel. So I will count from 1 to 15 all fucking day. I don't care, because it's not what it's about, and I don't get bored of it, is what I told her. It's not boring because I don't look at it that way. I never have. It's more like what this training session, what this week means, what this year means, and so forth.
Yeah. That's a good point. The amount of people that go, something in their life got easier, like lifting their kid, for example, or playing with their kids, and they're like, I'm so much stronger. I don't dread lifting my kid, playing with my kid, tossing my kid in the air and catching it. Like, we're just lifting weights. And like, you know, they did shoulder press for a set of 12 and I just sat there and counted, and then they took a rest for a minute. But it's the same for, it's cool for us, but then they see this like real huge change. You're like, oh, that's, your whole life is different just because we were like, you know, this arbitrary, just throwing around some weights. So
like last week, Rachel said doing chores around the barn, like she has horses on her property. She said even doing the chores last week, like we've been training for a couple months now, she's like, the chores felt so easy and she felt like a badass and strong. Oh. And it's like, okay, so that's why these trap bar deadlifts are important, because that's how you're bending over to pick up those water buckets, right?
Like, those explosive swings, baby.
Explosive swings, putting the damn kettlebell through the ceiling. But it's like, what we do in here is great and important, and it's what we love to do, but it's what this stuff does for outside of these walls.
Yeah, it's true, eh?
Tim, client win.
I definitely have had a few wicked ones in the last little while, but the one that was one of my favorites is I had someone who came to me for came for weight loss, and primarily, and then their reason was because they realized that I think it was one time in particular where they were running at the end of the day, maybe like evening time, something like that. Most of the work was done before like some evening stuff had to be done, but they were running towards the house for dinner, and they were with their young kid, and they were severely out of breath and surprised by it.
Right.
You know, they were like, this isn't normal. And they were not happy with that based on their age,
right,
or their history of athletics. Like, this isn't normal. Like, right, I shouldn't be doing this, you know? And then, so they came to me and said, this, I think this is like a little bit of a mini wake-up call. Like, there's a bad trajectory. They were by no means terribly unhealthy or by any other metric that worried their doctor or anything else that was serious, but they could tell that this was like kind of putting them on the road. Maybe that would go there, and their general quality of life was beginning to go down just based on that, you know, just the subjective feelings of like, you know. And then recently this person went with their family to a water park, I think, in like Niagara Falls or something like that.
True.
And they had mentioned how they were like, yeah, this person's a parent, and they were running around with their kid, swimming, splashing around, going down the slides, doing the whole thing. And they're like, they mentioned two things. They were like, I'm one of the only parents doing this with their kid, all the things,
right?
Not just chilling in the pool, kind of. I'm doing all the things. I'm trying to keep up with my kid, and I can do it. And my kid's like a goer.
Yeah.
And then they're like, and then I realize even at the end of the day, I'm going, I'm moving. Still at the end of the day, I'm talking after dinner, right? He said something like 8 p.m. They're still running around. And he noticed that a few of the other parents that they were with was just starting to get real tired.
Right.
Starting to lie down, starting to get real tired, kind of just letting their kids kind of go on. And just noticing that, like, oh, I can do this now. I can keep up all day with my kid, and it's awesome. Right. He's not tired yet. I'm not tired yet. That's... and I'm so happy I can do this now. And I think that person had lost 30 pounds or something like that. So it was a significant amount of weight for someone that started at 220 or 230 or something like that. So it was a good chunk of their body weight they lost, like significantly different. And so they looked different, they felt different, and they were able to do a lot of different things, specifically that one where they were able to like run around with their kid all day. And then in the evening came, it's like, I'm not even tired yet. Let's go. It's like, that's awesome. You know, I love that. So that one was definitely a big win. Nice. So
I challenge everybody to tell me a story of a person that you know that started exercising and or eating right, and their life got worse. Find me one. Do you guys have one?
I got none.
Right.
No.
So all these stories are amazing because they're huge wins.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Try to find me a person's life that got worse.
Generally a good decision.
Yeah.
Generally a good decision.
I'm sure there is out there. Someone went to the gym for the first time and dropped away in the foot and broke it, and they never went again.
Right.
But I mean, like, a person that like stuck with it for a while and
try to find that person. It affects every other area in your life for sure.
Yeah.
That's why. Best decision I ever made.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, it changed you quite a bit too, eh?
Yeah. I was the overweight, chubby teenager and started going to the gym because I was sick of how I looked in the mirror and getting cut from sports teams. So I lost 60 pounds in a year and with like no minimal knowledge on how to do it and just figuring it out on my own, and the rest is history. That ignited the passion of wanting people to feel the way that I do, or the way that I did when I accomplished that goal and was finally happy with who I saw in the mirror. That's why that was a client win, because like that client being happy with what she saw in the mirror is what I felt and what ignited me to want to do this for a living. So that was a big deal, and I've never looked back, and that was 13 years ago. So
that's wild.
I've never missed more than like a 3-week span of not going to the gym in the last 13 years, and that was just because I went on a trip in a place in the world where there was no gyms.
Yeah.
So I would have been at a gym if there was one. But
sure. You did push-ups and sit-ups.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ran 20K the one day. That's crazy.
Nice. Pulled a half Mary almost.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Almost. Not going to count that. It's 21.7. So you didn't really.
No, I
or dogged whatever it. The half is.
I dogged it.
No,
my favorite stories are like a... my husband or wife, plug yourself in, like flirts with me differently now. And like, how's my muscle stuff? I'm
yeah,
it's huge. It could like spark up your marriage a little bit more. So again, amazing.
No, it's good. All positive stuff.
Okay, guys, let's wrap it up.
Yeah, let's wrap it up. I think, this will be, we'll try and do this regularly for sure. Probably at least once a month minimum. I think we'll end it on this though. If anyone listening that is local to the area, you know, an hour or within, somewhere around that, and you yourself or you know of someone else that would be a good fit for us as far as a guest on the podcast, you'd love to see the conversation go down. We like to talk. We like to ramble. We like to go down rabbit holes. And we like to talk shiz.
Yep.
Can we swear on the show? This is a family show.
I already swore earlier.
Oh,
man.
You already swore? Shit.
Don't worry, I'm going to put little like quacks.
Like quack, quack.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be instead of swear words.
Should we tell people where they can find us on
Tyler? Tyler underscore MSHC, Motor Strength Health Club. Matt underscore MSHC. Tim underscore MSHC. Motor Strength Health Club on Instagram. MotorStrength@gmail.com for the email.
MotorStrength.ca website. There you go. All that stuff's in the show notes too.
Check it all out, guys.
Cool.
We thank you for listening. We miss you. It's good to be back.
We love you.
All right, guys. See you.
Bye.